This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Am I the only one freaking out about Hawaii? I'm not hearing anybody talk about Hawaii. Apparently, Hawaii is now, the Big Island, is on red alert. They think she's about to blow. To me, it looks like it's blowing now. Maybe Dante's Peak kind of ruined it for me in terms of the accuracy of how things happen with volcanoes. But I'm seeing smoke. I'm seeing lava. And it's still not that big pyroclastic boom. That's some scary stuff, especially when we know what happened to Pompeii. Pompeii wasn't buried in lava. They were killed by the heat of an explosion. Now, officials, according to CNN, have warned residents and airplanes to stay away from part of Hawaii's Big Island. I mean, it is a big island, so I guess you could still be on part of it. But, man, I would be fleeing the Pacific if I knew there was going to be a volcano about to erupt. See, that's scary. They said a plume of ash from the Kilauea volcano rose 12,000 feet into the air. The volcano erupted May 3rd. And they say a major eruption is imminent. So if this isn't major, I am scared to death as to what is. USGS Michelle Coombs described the situation as very hazardous for aviation. I'd say also pedestrian, too. That's just my guess. And said her team isn't quite sure what caused Tuesday's slightly more intense ash emissions. You see people playing golf, and you see the ash plumes. But these pictures blow my mind. I don't know if you guys are watching this as closely as I am, but people are sitting there golfing while this is going on. Now, maybe it's because in Hawaii they don't panic like the rest of us do. Maybe they're really cool and calm and collected, you know? Like, oh, we got this. We're good. Happens all the time. So good. Godspeed. I mean, I'm praying for them over there. But for me, I'd be like scared to death. And if it's very hazardous for aviation, what if people want to flee? Norwegian Cruise Line announced that their Pride of America is going to skip a call at Hilo on Tuesday and Kona on Wednesday. The ship will instead spend an extra day in Maui. I've been to Kona and Hilo. They're beautiful. Kona's amazing. With the islands, a lot of people go, all right, so the big island's where the capital is. It's not. Honolulu is on Oahu. It's a smaller island. The big island is the famous-looking island that you see, but it's called the Big Island. And you have two major cities, Kona and Hilo. And what makes the Big Island very famous is, one, it has active volcanoes. You'll see active lava flow. And the beach will have black sand because of the lava. It's a beautiful island. Not the most popular. More people go to Maui or Oahu because Oahu has Honolulu. But it's gorgeous there. And seeing lava start to destroy homes and Leilani estates, not good. USGS officials have said a phreatic eruption, phreatic, P-H-R-E-A-T-I-C, I haven't seen that word, could happen at a crater at the top of Kilauea, volcano. It could send ash plumes as far as 12 miles from the summit crater, according to the Hawaiian Volcano Observatory said. Steam-driven explosions can occur when water beneath the ground or on the surface is heated by the magma, the lava, the hot rocks, and new volcanic deposits. So the intense heat may also cause water to boil. That results in eruptions. Now, the ash should not be poisonous, but you do get sulfur dioxide. We talked about the gas and the emissions. This is a pretty dangerous stuff. The gas is coming out of right now 21 different fissures or cracks in the ground. Levels of the toxic gas are considered dangerous at some places. Some people may choke, have the inability to breathe. If you have a lung condition, not good. Allergies, not good. Serious situation for not only people but pets as well. Officials warn residents to leave the area and get medical attention if they are affected by the gas. You're not supposed to be breathing that in. They say the lava is shooting like fountains. Of the 21 fissures, number 17 is the longest, and it has been spewing this lava 100 feet into the air. A lot of sulfur dioxide is coming out. They say it sounds like hammers in a dryer. The molten rock is a deep, vibrant orange. There's a lot of noise coming from it, too. And you even see on the streets. I'm looking at a street, and you see the steam coming up on the street. This is not good. They say more eruptions could follow. They're on a code red. They say the lava lake in the crater has been dropping since May 2nd, which increases the chances for a phreatic explosion. They say it will be difficult to warn residents who may be in the path of an eruption. They're also talking about exit routes. These new fissures are threatening exit routes. So I would, and I know it's difficult because you work there and you live there, but I would just flee for the next few months. Grab everything and get out. They say this fissure 17 is what's scaring people. Ash is being reported along Highway 11 to Pahala. That's an exit route. So people wanting to leave or find a road may not later be able to. They say Fissure 17 is about 1,200 feet in length. It opened earlier Sunday on Haleka Mahaina Loop Road to the west, or Kalapana side of Highway 132. A lot of activity, and residents of that loop road were ordered to evacuate. So if they can't get to the roads, that's going to be a problem. Now, the Department of Transportation is going to reopen Highway 130, all right, to local traffic. But, God bless and kudos to Hawaii for handling this as calmly as they are. For there to be residents and still local traffic, that means they're keeping people calm and, you know, but there's not a lot of advance notice to evacuate. So they're telling everybody to be prepared to evacuate at short notice. Okay, I don't know much about volcanoes, but like I said, I saw Dante's Peak. So there's all the signs that there could be a big, massive blow. I would leave now. I know that's easier said than done. 1-877, Doc Valley. To learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts, and if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Were you born before the year 1956? If so, did you know you could be collecting between $575 and $2,200 in tax-free income right now? All thanks to the FHA. Or what about this? Did you know 54 U.S. congressmen have used a special tax-free account to earn up to 35 times more on their money? It's true, and you can do it too. These are just two of the secrets revealed inside a stunning new book from the Palm Beach Research Group and Ted Benna, the man behind the 401k. You'll discover the 18 best cash cows that can help you earn up to an extra $6,800 a month. Just go to 501kbook.com right now. If you're at or near near retirement? This book is a must-read. You can get your own free copy. Shipping and handling charges apply. Just go to 501kbook.com right now while there are still copies left. That's 501kbook.com. 501kbook.com. Just go to 501kbook.com right now.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Are you an American patriot? FreeOldGlory.com is calling for all American patriots to have a free flag. We are giving away free American flags, flags for patriots, at FreeOldGlory.com. That's FreeOldGlory.com. Show off your pride as an American. Get a free American flag. Go now. That's FreeOldGlory.com. Go now.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, tragically, we need to tell you guys about another stupid challenge that these kids are doing. And unfortunately, it took the life of a little 12-year-old boy. Apparently, these kids now are doing the fainting game, where you, I guess, choke somebody until they get lightheaded or pass out. And you string this online. I don't know why. I don't know what gets into these kids' heads. So this little 12-year-old from South Jordan, Utah, was rushed to a nearby hospital. And he had died after playing the fainting game. Little football player wanted to play in the NFL. According to the CDC, 82 kids in the U.S. aged 6 to 19 have died playing this fainting game over the last couple decades. Time Magazine reports that it's the latest data available about the dangerous challenge, even though it's, you know, been about a decade or two old. Federal government has not really studied the issue too much because, there is a You Caring page now set up to cover funeral costs for Tua Mui, T-U-A-M-U-I. But I don't get it. I don't get these crazes. So I looked up some of those craziest ones. We've talked about some of these. One, I don't know if you guys heard about this, it's called the Chubby Bunny Challenge. Apparently you stuff marshmallows in your mouth while saying Chubby Bunny. And that's a challenge. One of the most dangerous challenges right now on social media today. You could choke on these marshmallows while saying Chubby Bunny. I am looking at a picture of somebody doing it right now. I don't know why. I mean, I don't really see how this person is going to get any, you know, dates by doing that. But something that people are doing. Then we talked about this, the snorting condom challenge. You snort a condom through your nose, you pull it through your mouth, and the condom can obviously get stuck in the windpipe or the lungs. Scary, stupid stuff. Also, provider.com says there's the Kylie Jenner challenge. It's where you suck on a shot glass or water bottle to get fuller lips. Unfortunately, people have cut themselves on the shot glass and cut their mouth. They say if you like sour candies, there's the Warhead Challenge, where you try to attempt to eat 150 warheads in 10 minutes. This can, unfortunately, leave you with a loss of taste buds or with a bloody tongue. Again, I mean, if this is for popularity, what the heck? We talked about this before, the cinnamon challenge. You swallow a teaspoon of ground cinnamon in under a minute without drinking anything. Because cinnamon is hard to swallow. The ground cinnamon. It's very smoky. But if you accidentally inhale it when you start to cough, you can damage your gums, causing inflammation, infection, scarring of the lungs. It's stupid. Now here's another one. It's called the salt and ice challenge. You pour ice on part of your body, and then you place ice on the salt. I would think you would put salt first and then the ice. It creates an extreme burning sensation, and participants see how long they can withstand the burn. It can lead to frostbite and third-degree injuries. I think this is a typo. I think you put the salt on, and then you place the ice on the salt. I think that's what it is. And you know how we salt the roads so that it doesn't freeze because the salt lowers the melting point or raises the melting point? Yeah. Stupid. Then there's the hot pepper challenge, where you eat a chili pepper that is high on the Scoville scale. The hotter the pepper, the more you get to go, you know, online and everybody goes, ooh, wow, you're so sexy, I guess. Vomiting and hallucinations can occur after eating the pepper. Again, stupid stuff. Then there's the eraser challenge. They say the eraser challenge hospitalized some kids. It's a game where you erase your skin while saying the alphabet and coming up with a word for each letter. Once you get to Z, you stop and you compare your skin with your friends. So you sit there and erase your skin while doing the ABCs. If I was a parent of any of these kids, I don't know what I would do. I would be beside myself. Then the hot water challenge. I don't know why this would exist. A woman threw hot water on her brother. Apparently there was something called the hot water challenge. The choking game. Participants get choked to get a temporary high. Very similar to this fainting game. We cut off oxygen to your brain. Kids have died playing this, just like we saw one in South Jordan. When you cut off blood flow to the brain, you could stroke. You might not come back who you are. Again, stupid. Then there's the Nenominate drinking game. People film themselves drinking a pint of beer, then upload it online, and then you nominate two others to do the same. And then I guess other people start to drink it more and more and drink more, and then they do this crazy stuff, so I guess that's going on. And then you have the fire challenge. You spray flammable liquid on your body, and you light yourself on fire. I'm seeing pictures of people doing this. So while we're dealing with all this stupidity, one easy way to end this stupidity is to, you know, one, take the computer and you know, out of your kids' rooms. People just stop watching this stuff, okay? It's not going to go viral if nobody wants to watch it. But we have some real stupid people out there. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Talking to stupid. The egg farm, responsible for that salmonella outbreak where we had to have millions and millions of eggs recalled, apparently they had an unacceptable rodent activity. Unacceptable rodent activity. I would think any rodent activity was unacceptable. I'm dying to see the level. But a North Carolina egg farm that authorities say is responsible for the salmonella outbreak that sickened several people in 9 states has a rodent infestation and failed to take the actions to reverse it. Dozens of rodents, some alive and some dead, were found inside Rose Acre Farms hen houses in the North Carolina facility. The US FDA says they were burrowing in manure piles. Insects were hovered around chicken feed throughout the farm. Employees were seen touching body parts and dirty surfaces while handling food. Are you kidding me? Top of that was the rodent activity. 35 people who consumed eggs traced back to Rose Acre Farms facility in Hyde County. The inspection described in the report was conducted from late March to mid-April in response to the outbreak of people getting sick. Rose Acre Farms is one of the biggest egg producers in the country. They had to recall 207 million eggs because of fears that they were contaminated with salmonella. Somebody's touching their body parts, like scratching their butt. I would also be concerned about E. coli and a variety of other things. The family-owned company did apologize to those who may have been sickened and said it has taken numerous remedial actions to ensure that the farm meets or exceeds federal standards. They say Rose Acre Farms takes food safety and the welfare of our hens, workers, and consumers very seriously. We responsibly follow the requirements of the FDA's Egg Safety Rule, the Food Safety Modernization Act, and the Food and Drug Cosmetic Act, because they say they care about providing safe, nutrition, and affordable eggs. I mean, you know, and the company may, but if you have employees, they say, touching their face, hair, buttocks, and dirty surfaces, that means some employees were scratching their butts. If an employee scratches their butt, they have got to wash their hands. Or they have to be gloved, or maybe they're scratching with a gloved hand. I don't know how this could happen. Production equipment was covered in dirt and food debris, unclean for multiple days during the inspection. One employee was seen cleaning equipment with a steel wool scrubber that had been stored on a cart in a dustpan full of dirty water. Okay, this is work ethic, people. You don't just clock in and clock out. You have people's lives on the line, and no matter what job you have. This is some embarrassing stuff. So this Hyde County facility produces 2.3 million eggs a day from 3 million hens. Eggs get distributed to Colorado, Florida, New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania, Virginia, West Virginia, and the Carolinas. Many people who got sick were New York and Virginia. 11 have been hospitalized. Luckily, nobody's died. We already have a 70-year-old woman from Florida filing the lawsuit. She experienced vomiting, diarrhea, and fever shortly after buying eggs. Yeah, this has not been a very, very good time for food outbreaks and illnesses. Stupid stuff, people. 1-877-DOCDALI. Suicide is on the rise. Young girls, more attempting suicide. Why? We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state. until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Well, this is a headline that is pretty scary. They say the number of teens hospitalized for suicidal ideation or attempts doubled between the years 2008 and 2015, with the highest increase seen in adolescent girls. A doubling of suicide attempts or threats that they were going to commit suicide. A doubling. The study was published in Pediatrics. They also noticed a spike in cases during the spring and fall seasons, but a dip in the summer, which kind of coincides with the typical school year. Lead study author Greg Plemons, MD, and Associate Professor of Clinical Pediatrics at Monroe Correll Jr. Children's Hospital of Vanderbilt said that the study is one of only a few to report higher rates of hospitalization for suicide during the academic school year. He pointed out that the opposite is true for adults, where suicide is highest during the summer months. So I would think it would be a little bit higher during the winter, Christmas time, holidays. A lot of people have a tough time with that. But summer months. They said if you look at adult populations, summertime is the highest rate for adults, so I think school plays a unique role compared to depression and suicide in adults. And we're certainly seeing more anxiety disorders and more things that certainly rev up or are triggered by school. Now, the findings were published just days ahead of Netflix's May 18th release of 13 Reasons Why. I guess that's a series that's going on. They're going into season two, which focuses on a high school girl's suicide. Set off a controversy. It was released last year. People thinking that they were glamorizing teen suicide rather than spreading awareness, etc. And I haven't seen it. There's just too many shows right now. I like Fauda. I guess season two is it season three? Anyway, I really like Fauda, so I haven't even gotten to that. I'm trying to catch up, okay? I'm getting there. But I think I will check it out. I want to make sure nobody's, glamorizing anything. And a lot of us have kids and nieces and nephews and grandkids. And we are finding that depression is huge. We are having more and more people dealing with anxiety, dealing with depression. And we have some of the highest rates, apparently, kids. And actually, I think Minnesota even rated pretty, pretty high with one of the highest rates of depression. 41 million insured members of Blue Cross Blue Shield looked at the depression rates by state. And Minnesota ranked near the top, Hawaii the lowest. So as we're looking at depression, what does this mean for you or I? What is this, what's actually happening? Are people depressed? Are they suicidal? Are people suicidal that don't show signs of depression? Yes, we never talk about that. Some people that commit suicide or attempt to commit suicide, you have no clue that they have something wrong. Those of us that complain and air out our feelings, we seem to do better. When I'm upset about something, everybody knows. When I'm sad about something, I come on air, I tell you guys. So I have an outlet. I feel like I have somebody to talk to. Even though many of you guys are like, can I turn off the radio? No, you can't. But many people that commit suicide may not be airing it. Well, I had a friend who committed suicide. He was supposed to be my roommate. I was supposed to move in with him the next week. We weren't dating. We were just going to be roommates because my roommate was going off to New Zealand to do some overseas studying. And I talked to him about the VCR, because Melrose Place I wanted to see. And I wanted to make sure that I didn't miss a Melrose Place episode because my roommate, Adana, was leaving with the VCR because it was her VCR. And he was like, yeah, no problem. He sounded fine. And that night is when he committed suicide. And I always worried that I might have been the last person he talked to. Oh, my gosh, did I drive him to do it because I was bugging him about a VCR in Melrose Place? I don't know. And then I think back, well, what could I have said to change it? I don't know. I never knew he was depressed. Going back, you kind of, well, all right, well, I remember after work we all went to happy hour and he said something about, how life is negative or whatever. But maybe just one little line he might have said. I would have never known. So a lot of people that are suicidal aren't going to air it. Now, when I was in medical school, and maybe you guys have heard the same statistic, more women attempt suicide, but more men are successful. So when they say that adolescent girls are more likely to attempt suicide or have threats of suicide than adolescent boys, that kind of makes sense because girls are more open about it. They'll talk about it. Well, I'm thinking about wearing this outfit. What do you think about this outfit? Do you think this outfit will work? I'm going to be wearing these shoes. I do. I always talk about every decision I make. I'm going to talk to my boss. Should I not talk to my boss? I should talk to my boss. Should I talk to my boss? Should I do my show on this? Okay. Man, they just do it. They don't need a conference. They don't always need a huddle. Men will just make their decision. So women, a lot of us, when we try to figure out what we're going to do, we'll talk about it. I just think maybe I should just kill myself. Women, don't say that. And you need to be able to identify that that is real. If they're saying it, they could really be thinking it. So according to a study, it focused on children, age 5 to 17 years old, and they tallied 115,856 cases at emergency departments at 31 hospitals. More than half of the cases occurred in kids who were 15 to 17. Children aged 12 to 14 accounted for 37%. And get this, 12.8% of the cases. That means 1/8 were kids aged 5 to 11. So what's going on? Is it social media? Is it the, I mean, aren't we supposed to, didn't we, under the Obama administration, really fight bullying? That was a big thing, and something I kind of liked coming out. You know, I mean, the recession was a rough time. But, you know, we really had this anti-bullying message that came out during that era. Why would suicide attempts go up? Now, social media skyrocketed. I really do think there's a big factor. When you see your friends dating somebody you like, that's depressing. When you see somebody take a better picture of themselves than you, you're always feeling inferior on social media. You can feel really, really good about yourself. You can think you stood out. You can think you made a good joke. Somebody's always going to beat you on social media. You see people at a party. Sometimes ignorance is bliss. If you don't know that there's that party that you missed, then you're not going to be depressed when you see everybody all over online going, oh, yeah, I was at this party. I mean, I see what my kids go through. This is not a fun time to be a kid. Not a fun time at all. A lot of pressure. Scary, too. And what used to prevent us from committing suicide are goals. Okay, I had a bad day, I had a bad month, but I'm going to be a doctor one day. That would keep, I mean, yeah, we all as kids think about suicide. I would never do it because I'm like, you know what? I'm going to move out of this house. I'm going to get away from my parents, get away from my siblings, get away from these bullies. I'm going to one day, you know, be famous, or I'm going to be a doctor, or I'm going to be on TV, and everybody can just bite me. And I had these goals, and I made these goals. I didn't want anybody to bite me, but, you know, now a lot of these kids are like, well, I don't want to be a pilot and fly out of a cockpit window like what happened in China the other day, or I don't want to be a cop and be shot while I'm, you know, in my car or on patrol. I don't want to be a teacher and get shot. I don't want to be a doctor and be blamed and sued and, you know, there's not a lot of jobs out there that these kids are like, this is what I want to do, this is what I want to be, this is what I want to. You don't see that, you know, when I grew up, it was I want to be a pilot or a cop or a firefighter. So when you are goal-oriented, you can't just brush off the bad stuff. Your life seems to be what your life is now. And by the way, marijuana can lead to depression. We have to watch these kids getting marijuana, especially secondhand. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So if you thought impotence was just an older man issue, it's not. Middle-aged and younger men are having higher and higher levels. And in fact, this latest study says men in their 30s have had the highest levels of erection problems to date. 43%, and this is a British study, of all British men age 18 to 60 say they suffer from impotence. And they point to stress, being fatigued, anxiety, and drinking alcohol. Failing to get or maintain an erection is common. We usually don't panic. I personally think erectile issues are a sign of heart disease and something deeper going on, depending on the age where it happens. And we still have a lot of men that are embarrassed. And they don't really want to bring it up. They don't want to talk about it. 1 in 5 said it led to a breakup or mental health problems. Now, this was a study of only 2,000 men. And it was a survey. And it was done by Coop Pharmacy. And polls had shown that men aged under 30 have had, under 30 have had the least amount of erectile dysfunction. But once these men get into their 30s, the figure shot up to 50%. Then 42% of men in their 40s and 41% of those in their 50s reported having issues with erectile dysfunction. So half of young men in their 30s complaining of erectile dysfunction. Now that is just too gosh darn young. A third of men with erectile dysfunction have not told anyone about it. 27% said they'd rather just break up with their partner than go and see somebody for it. 4 in 10 men blame stress. Some say they're tired, anxiety, or drinking too much alcohol. Staying late in the office could also affect your performance. 57% said those who work late are having problems. So when I hear of somebody having erectile dysfunction, and there's a variety of reasons for that, okay? I mean, we have to really isolate what it is. Is it that you cannot start an erection or you cannot maintain an erection? Starting an erection involves both mental and blood flow and nerves, just like maintaining one, same thing. So I always have to triage and figure out, is there something really deadly going on? You know, when somebody comes in with a little eye thing or whatever, I always have to make sure there's nothing more serious going on. So rather than checking the testosterone within the first 2 seconds, I'm going to check the heart within the first 2 seconds. And so if you do have high cholesterol levels or high sugar levels, you're a borderline diabetic, you're a metabolic syndrome patient, whatever, you are not surprisingly going to have issues with blood flow to other areas, hence erections. So anybody that has difficulty maintaining or starting an erection needs to get their heart checked, hands down. It's not that we care about you having a heart attack during sex. We want to make sure that you're not having blood flow issues all the time to your heart. We might as well also check blood flow going up to the brain. And don't blow off this happening in a 30-year-old. Then we check testosterone levels. Now, if a man is having erectile issues that's not cardiac related or flow related, they're not taking a medication like blood pressure medication causing it, the next thing I like to look at is hormones. Testosterone deficiency is a biggie. Some other, you know, hypothalamic, pituitary hormone deficiency could be also, you know, steroids, thyroid could also do it. There's a variety of other hormones that could be involved. Diabetes could do it. But I like to check testosterone. And I am wondering if we are seeing more young guys having issues with erectile dysfunction, is it that maybe they're more estrogenic? You know, we pump our food up with a lot of hormones. And I told you that I noticed when my kids played baseball, a lot of the boys were crying. Like, boys used to not cry. Now, I understand we're now more open with our feelings and crying is okay. And, you know, we're not going to stereotype where guys got to be guys and girls cry. And I hate that. You run like a girl. I used to run good. That's a compliment. As I get that. I get, all right? But I was still kind of shocked. I'm not used to seeing boys cry because when I grew up, boys didn't cry. Never saw my brother cry. He would get whooped with a belt. Wouldn't see him cry. Mm-mm. Tough as nails. I also notice when I'm on hormones, birth control, whatever, I cry more. So what if we're having this erectile dysfunction problem because we are feminizing our men? Not from a sociological standpoint, but from a, you know, they're getting hormones in their food. That could be an issue. And, of course, psychological. We're supposed to perform a certain way. We feel all this pressure that we have to give our partner an orgasm. And if we don't, we're failing. No. You don't. I don't know where people learn their concept. Well, I do know. They watch porn. I mean, they get these ideas that, well, you know, it's supposed to happen within this amount of time. Well, no, because remember, you know, in porn, it's a video. There's editing involved. There's lighting involved. There are certain positions and certain angles that are being, I guess, being highlighted.
Okay, that doesn't necessarily mean that has to work for you. You may need a completely different position. Also, maybe a lot of people don't realize that if they are masturbating, that could affect their sexual performance later. Having all this access to porn, maybe people are having so many self-sessions that when it is time to be in a sexual relationship, you're a little tired. You have a refractory period. So we don't talk about it. Nobody talks about it, you know, because nobody wants to be honest about what's going on with them. I think it's very, very cool that in this British study, the British are tough cookies. They don't talk about anything. I talk about my erections. Fine. Man, what bloody survey wants? I'm fine with that. I mean, British are tough. I don't know if a lot of Americans would, you know, be so willing in their 30s to bring that up. They say aspirin could help. You know, researchers in Turkey found that 100 milligram aspirin once a day for 6 weeks significantly reduced circulation issues in men. Again, blood flow. They said by the end, they found that erectile function score went up 14.3% out of 30 to 21.3% based on taking aspirin. Now, another issue I think that's happening with younger people is younger men have played around with Viagra when they didn't need to. When Viagra came out, I can't tell you how many of the medical students and the residents were like, all right, let's try some. We got some samples. And the women, I did. I tried the Viagra. Scared me. My heart was racing. I did not like the way I felt on the Viagra. And I was afraid to have sex. It didn't do much. Maybe increased blood flow. I don't know. But that's not the way it's supposed to work. It's supposed to work on men. It's not supposed to, you know, change your sex drive. It's just supposed to be more of a mechanical thing. Hormonal. Chemical thing. And so I was concerned when a lot of young people were on Viagra. Like, no. Save it for when you need it. You'll need it in your 40s or 50s. Don't be taking it now in your 20s. And lo and behold, 10 years later, 15 years later, people would say, you know what, I've been on Viagra for 10, 15 years. I'm like, why? Well, I tried it and it was better. Now nothing's working. And I really believe there is, it's not like an addiction or a tolerance. I just think that you just end up getting used to something. And your body needs to go back to old school. The other thing, too, is we don't really spend a lot of time with foreplay and getting people in the mood. We're not doing that. Everybody's in a hurry. So, you know, in the olden days, you would have all night. Just all, you know, there was no rush. Now it's like, okay, hurry. I want to see Netflix. Or the kids can hear us. Or I got to go to work. Or the texting. Or I got to, you know, I just heard an email, you know, notification. Let's hurry this up. So that could be another reason for it. Get yourself checked out either way. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.